Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Perry, and I am so excited about what we are going to talk about today. We're going to dive into the new way of doing direct sales. Yeah, we've talked about this before, but y'all, what you're diving in today, what we're going to focus on is what it's not. We are in 2024 and direct sales looks different. Although, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you'd wonder, you'd be like, wait, what world am I living in? I am on this person's list. He is a big coach in the network marketing space. And I was reading some of his stuff, like his emails, and he's launching something right now. I don't know what it is. And I noticed his focus is cold messaging. Cold messaging, I think he calls it cold prospecting. Y'all, what is happening? Like, this is a different world that we're living in than it was in 2010. I just made that up. And even then, y'all, frankly, if you followed me or whatever, you know that I've always been against this cold messaging strategy. I just don't like it. I don't like it. And I don't think that anybody likes it. I don't think anyone likes to be a recipient of a cold message. And there are plenty of people who disagree with me. So I'm just here to tell you that it's okay if you disagree with me. Now, I'm not saying you don't talk to people that you don't know. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is you don't sell or talk about your team and the business and joining this world to someone you don't know. It's a relationship business that we're in. And the only way you can build relationships is through conversations. And if you're having conversations that don't revolve around what you're selling and all the things, then okay, awesome. But yes, last week was my birthday, as you know. And on my birthday, I get this message from someone on Instagram who was like, hey, happy birthday. Hey, could you do me a favor and sign up for this thing so that I can get credit for something? I don't even remember what it was. I was like, what? It was for her business, I guess, or a team, or I don't even know what it was because I didn't spend much time on it. But no, I don't really know who you are. We don't have a relationship and you're asking me to sign up for something that you sell or whatever it was because it was my birthday. Like that is gross. I was like, no, thank you. That's gross. I remember when Amanda and I were the tag team, we would get comments like this, not comments, but we would get messages. Or a lot of our students would have people reach out to them randomly like that, who were like, hey, I see that you are trying to lose weight. I have a product that you could use. Or I see that you are struggling with makeup. I'm selling this amazing product. And we used to say, ask them if they've heard of the tag team, like respond with, hey, have you heard of the tag team? Because that's what we taught against. We were like, do not be spammy. Do not be salesy. And it stands today. It's gross. That is the old way of doing direct sales. We're talking about the new way today. Okay. We're talking about the new way. Life is different. The world is different. We've got to adjust. So here are five things that are not working according to Rachel Perry. All right. And y'all, just as a reminder, I have been in this industry for a very, very long time. I've been in this industry for 18 years, okay? 18 years. What? Yes, I started when I was 10. Not really. But still, guys, like I have been around. I know what used to work. I know what doesn't work. I know what works now. all the things. I've watched it. I've seen it. So here's the first thing. And you, I'm sure if you're a podcast listener, you've heard me talk about this before, but it's relying on parties. The new way of direct sales is not relying on parties. It's coming up with other strategies as well. So if you are part of a party plan company, chances are that company is really pushing you to do parties, which is okay, awesome. If they're working for you, keep going. But if they are not working for you, I want you to know there is a better way. There are other options. If you are struggling to get bookings on your calendar, if you're struggling to get people to say yes to hosting a party, there is another way. It doesn't have to just be parties. There are other things that you can do. We talk about this in my 3 to 5K program all the time. There are other ways that you can connect with people. There are other ways that you can get in front of people. Does that mean that you don't have to work as hard? Nope, it doesn't. Like this is, you've got to work hard. You've got to take action. You've got to do things, okay? That sounded really scary and ominous. You've got to do things. Are you willing to? But you know what I mean, right? Like you've got to be willing to take action. And sometimes there are things that make us uncomfortable. Let me clarify, as I always do. When I say get uncomfortable, I mean things that stretch you, not things that make you uncomfortable because they're icky, okay? Like I'm never going to tell you to be spammy. I'm never going to tell you to be salesy. I'm never going to tell you to do cold messages, ever. Like cold sales messages, ever. But there are other things that you can do instead of relying on the old school parties. The new way of direct sales is figuring out and doing those other things. All right. And we talk about this in my 3 to 5K program. Like, what are those other things? Well, it revolves around having more conversations and really knowing who is your business bestie. Like, who is your ideal customer? Who is that person? The second thing, and I alluded to this at the beginning, the new way of direct sales does not include cold sales messaging or cold calling. Like, does anyone do that anymore? I don't think so. Probably, actually, though. That's not part of the new way of doing direct sales. The new way of doing direct sales is figuring out ways to connect with people before, or not even before, but without selling your product right away or asking people to join your team. It's about connecting with them on a deeper level. It's about building relationships. And here's the thing. This is what people don't like. These strategies take time. So you're not going to have like overnight success. You're not suddenly going to make tons of money. You've got to do the work first. You've got to build that foundation. You've got to figure out who you're speaking to. Who's your business bestie? Who are you talking to? Who is that ideal customer? Who is she? Then when you talk to her, then conversations start. And when conversations start, you can solve problems for her. And when you solve problems for her, the sales come and she may join your team. Who knows? It's not quick and easy, but it's so much more sustainable. So we warm people up, okay, with the new way of direct sales. We warm them up. How do we warm them up? Just like I said, knowing who your ideal customer is, creating content that solves problems for her, having conversations and getting to know them and building that relationship. Again, it's not overnight. It's not overnight. But I guarantee you, when you do it that way, you have a much more sustainable and solid business. And that's what you want in the long run. So many people quit, right? In direct sales. So many people quit. Why? Because it's hard. Why? Because they don't get the results. Why aren't they getting the results? They're not using the strategies that work. They're focusing and they're using the old business strategies. Those don't work in 2024. The next thing, when we talk about the new way of direct sales, doing direct sales, you've got to share your content. You've got to be authentic. I know we hear that word all the time, like authentic, 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 be your authentic self, blah, blah, blah. But it's true. If you don't know who you are, you need to take some time to figure that out. Using other people's messaging, using other people's posts, using other people's images, y'all, that is not the new way of doing direct sales. And here's why. I get it. I get it. When you are trying to write something and you're like, I just don't know what to write. Like, I don't know what to post. I get it. Like, I've been there. I'm still there sometimes. And I've been in the business for 18 years. sometimes you just have to take a step back. It's okay to look and see what other people are doing, but you can't copy because that's not you, right? But instead, when you're looking at what other people are doing, think about what are they saying? Why is that working for them? I would be willing to bet the reason, if they are sharing content and they're getting results, it's because they know who their ideal customer is. It's because they're speaking their language. And that's what you have to do. The new way of direct sales is really understanding who your ideal customer is and solving her problems. Gone are the days where you can just put stuff out there and like show pictures of your product and have people buy. That strategy does not work like it used to. It doesn't work anymore. The strategy that does work is really understanding what your ideal customer needs and wants. It's knowing her problems before she even realizes what her problems are. Does that make sense? Like I've told you before, I mean, I am really into skincare and beauty. I love me some makeup and I love me some skincare. There are times when I've been told things like, for example, under your eyes. I just learned that the reason we have bags and with age, like things do sink, but the crepiness and all of that and the wrinkles, that's because of lack of hydration. I never thought I needed eye cream because I was like, my eyes are fine. Like it's totally fine. Okay. I had a vampire facial 3 years ago. Like I am good. And yes, I did, y'all. And that's a whole nother story, but it did so much good for my skin. And I was like, I don't need it. But then I learned that the reason they're crepey sometimes is because of lack of hydration. And that's what the eye cream does. Y'all, I did not know that. I don't know how I missed that boat, but I did not know that. That made sense. That solved a problem for me that I didn't even realize I had. So you need to know your ideal customer inside and out so you can solve the problems she has. Because then that content that you're creating is the content she's going to like really love because you are solving problems she doesn't even know she has. And the way to do that, you guys, and I've talked about this before, but you've got to do market research. You've got to get to know your people. We can't just use other people's content anymore. We can't just use other people's scripts anymore. It's why I really don't give scripts out. I give a couple of scripts in my 3 to 5K program, but it's because it has to be you. You've got to understand the foundational piece of it. That's the important part. You've got to understand why you're saying what you're saying. Number four, fourth thing, the new way of doing direct sales. It's focusing on connecting rather than focusing on selling. Now, I know you are in this business to make money. And yes, like you might be in it for connection, you might be in it for community, you might be in it for all the things. But ultimately, you probably want to sell your product if you're running this as a business. You want to make money. But if you're just focusing on selling your product, you're missing the boat. Because you need to be focusing more on the connection piece. Because, like I said earlier in this podcast, this is a relational business that you are in. And the way to build a sustainable business, a business that will last you, a business that won't just die, is by building these connections. That's what you need to focus on. And it goes back to what I was just talking about with solving the problems for your ideal customer. That's how you build these connections. You never know how long someone needs to follow you before they decide, you know what, I want to start purchasing from her. Or you know what, I think I want to build my own business. Like I want to join her team. You have no idea. People need to see it over and over and over and over again. But they're not going to feel that connection to you and your product if you are not taking the time to share pieces of you, to be that authentic self, to focus on connecting with them and creating the content that really resonates, having the conversations, right? If you're just focused on sell, and let me tell you, there are plenty of people out there who are, and they don't have such great response. They might right away, but it doesn't work sustainably. Like it's not something that has longevity. That strategy does not last. I've seen this new trend with direct sellers who are sharing what they make or sharing like goals that they have. Like I'm trying to make $3,000 this month. And so I need your help and things like that. That's more focused on you and selling, less on them and connecting. And again, this isn't the sexy thing you want to hear. It's not sexy. It's not fun necessarily. I mean, I think it's fun, but like, it's not quick sales. Right? It's not like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. All of a sudden I've, you know, shot up to the top of the leadership ladder. No, This takes time, but I guarantee you that you are building a much more, and here's the word again, sustainable business, a business that doesn't just suddenly like go kaput, because you've got these things in place and you're building these relationships. And let me tell you, sometimes it feels like you're just putting one foot in front of the other and not getting results. But here's my word of advice to you. Don't quit. Keep going. Keep doing the thing. When you put people first and when you're focused on serving and when you're focused on connecting, that's when your business will grow. Just keep going. Again, I keep saying this today, but I've been there. I've seen it happen many, many times. I've also seen many, 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 many people quit their businesses because they're not getting results. You know why they're not getting results? Because they're focusing on the wrong things. They're not taking the time to build up something that has meaning, all right, that has impact. It's so important to focus on the people rather than the sales. The sales will come. The sales will come. All right, and the last thing, you might not like to hear this, but these shout outs that people do where they're like, hey, so many leaders teach this, and you might teach this. You might tell your downline, hey, listen, when someone purchases from you, then when they get it or right after they purchased, I want you to reach out and ask them to do a shout out for you and the product. And then all their friends will see it. And this is a really great way for you to build your list. Y'all, I don't like it. I don't like it. I would not want to do that. I would not, I will do that anyway. If I love something, chances are I'm going to be sharing it on Instagram. Let's be real. But if someone is like, hey, Rachel, I hope you love your product. Would you do me a favor and shout me out? No, I will not. That's kind of gross. Why are you asking me to do that? No, we had a good relationship going here and then you did that. Now I feel gross. That does make people feel gross. Now, when I was a direct seller the first time around, when I was really working that as my full-time business, we did home parties. You guys have heard me talk about this before, but I did home parties. And we would take a picture, the hostess and I would take a picture and I would do a shout out for her. I would tag her and I'd be like, so-and-so made so much, you know, money and free product today or whatever. That was the closest I got to doing a shout out. And that was, y'all, that was a long time ago, like so long ago. But the shout out pieces, they just are gross. Now, I had someone else who said this to me. I shared a reel and she's not in direct sales. And she was like, oh my, I think it was about old school direct sales strategies. And she said, oh my gosh, I had a friend of my husband reach out to me, or someone who worked with her husband reached out to her on her birthday and said, literally said, happy birthday. Here's a 20% coupon to get anything you want. Now, I would have been like, oh, how nice. But this person who's not in direct sales she hated it. She was like, that was so gross to me. And I thought, okay, good to know. Some people do not like that. Now, I think it's different if it's a customer and they've purchased from you in the past. That to me makes sense. I think that's nice, especially if it's like a postcard or something. I know that's an old school way of doing things, but sometimes people like happy mail. You know what I'm saying? But I just want you to understand it's about putting people first. It's not about you. The new way of direct sales is really making an impact in people's lives. And a different take on that could be offering the opportunity for people to join your text group. Maybe you have a specific group who, on their birthday, you send out a 20% coupon or whatever it is. That way they have decided, yes, hey, yes, I would love to get a birthday coupon. They are asking for it. You are serving them rather than it being like, hey, happy birthday. I have a coupon for you if you want one. It's slight, but it's different. If people are opting into that, I think it's easier. And what a great thing to do, like just join your list, your text list, your PB list. Do it that way. But I just think we need to look at our businesses differently now. Things that worked in the past don't work now. And things that didn't make people feel uncomfortable before make people feel uncomfortable now. So we just need to be really aware. And I think this is an opportunity for us to figure out how we can serve our ideal customers better and how we can make it about them and how we can make a bigger impact in their lives. So I hope these were helpful. I'm going to review them really quickly, but I hope this challenges you a little bit to think out of the box and look at what you're doing and see if there are ways that you can improve on what you're doing. It doesn't mean change everything, but are there things that you could do to improve it, to be more relevant, to be more new school, if that's a term, rather than old school? So the new way of doing direct sales does not rely on parties anymore. There are other ways. It does not include cold calling or cold messaging. It does not include sharing other people's content rather than your own. And when I say sharing other people's content, I also just want to make sure you know, like, or copying other people's content, okay? It's focusing on connecting rather than focusing on the selling. And it's making things relevant for your ideal customer, having more of an impact on them rather than seeing them as a vessel to get your business out there. Yes, referrals are wonderful, but let's focus on them. Let's focus on how we can impact their lives, and let's focus on how they feel comfortable. There are always going to be people that are not going to be really receptive to what you're saying or selling. And that's okay, because listen, everybody does not need your product. Okay. I know we know this, but I'm just saying it again. Everybody does not need or want your product. And that's okay. That is okay, because you know what? It's really exhausting selling to everyone. You guys, listen, I hope this was helpful for you today. I'll be back here next week for another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. Until then, my beautiful friends, take care.
That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?